right in the middle of the floor to Bossert. Slide right side. Lambrick, quick termination. Good work, Ma and Lambrick. They really seem to have a rapport going tonight.
Tonight, it's the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in St. Paul. Up first, the host Wildcats battle Ord in the consolation matchup. Then Kearney Catholic looks to repeat as tournament champions against Wood River. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Benton set up outside. Mestel blocked. Connor, dig. Sent Prasoski. Mestel again for the left side. That time it's over the double block. Morvick with the dig. Tracked down by Lucky Gratup. Attack is blocked up front by Therenbaum. Crusaders pick it up off the floor and pass it across. Free ball, Stars. Go middle. Mestel attack down and good. Fourth kill for Michaela Mestel.
Ord will try to bounce back from Tuesday's five-set loss and avenge an opening night defeat against St. Paul, while Kearney Catholic looks to remain unbeaten and add another championship to their resume. It's the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to St. Paul High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word for New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to the championships of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Gooden with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks in St. Paul as Kearney Catholic gets ready to take on Wood River. The Stars undefeated, Wood River 18-4. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. For Wood River, number 9 is a 5'3 junior, Kelsey Baugh. Number 2, a 5'6 junior, Alexis Burkhardt. Number 13, a 5'9 senior, Kelly Bossert. Number 3, a 5'7 senior, Connor Fisher. Number 16, 5'5 junior, Madison DeVore. And number 17, 5'9 junior, Hope Lambrecht. The libero is number 33, a 5'3 sophomore, Caitlin Herman. Head coach of the Eagles, Peg Heiss, assisted by Darren Parlin and Brenda Herkett. 18-4 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 9, 6'1 senior, Theron Baum. Number 2, 5'6 senior, Kaylin Brannigan. Number 7, 6'1 senior, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7 junior, Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6 senior, Michaela Mestel. And number 14, 6' senior, Megan Anderson. Little Barrow, number 23, 5'4 sophomore, Morgan Studi. Head coach is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Reppernis, 21-0 on the season. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank in our consolation match earlier tonight. Ord swept St. Paul 25-15, 15-20. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll serve it up next.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Wood River has won the toss, and Kelsey Ball will serve it away, and our 2012 championship is underway. Mestel receives, set to bomb, cross court wide and out of bounds, and Wood River will score the opening point here in the championship match. You don't want to call it David versus Goliath because Wood River is a good volleyball team, but they're going to get a lot of help tonight, and Ball gets some. She hits the net, and it crawls over for the ace. So 2-0. Wood River had to go five sets to beat Ord 24-22 in the fifth on Tuesday. Kearney Catholic, an easy sweep of St. Paul, and Baugh's next serve just missed the back line. Stars let it go. And the error gives Kearney Catholic their first point. And Therenbaum will now serve it away. And Baum serve deep middle to Bossert. Here is the set to Burkhardt, and it'll be taken across there by the Wood River Eagles. Sokolowski on the slide for the Stars, down and good. First kill, Bailey Sokolowski. She leads the team in kills. Second, Michaela Mestel, but a very balanced team. So many kids can do so many things. and Theron Baum to serve it away. Not only are they number one in C1, they're number five in the all-class rankings. Right side, Alexis Burkhardt just off the back line, tried to come near corner. Got to try that. You're going to have very fine spots to put it in if you're Wood River to keep Kearney Catholic from getting good returns. Baum to serve at 3-2 stars. At Lambrick, Baugh kept it out of the net, punched across by Burkhardt. Mestel to the center, Connor outside Brannigan, and she'll drive it down. Kaylin Brannigan, and just that quick, Kearney Catholic answers the 2-0 start from Wood River with four of their own, and it's 4-2 stars. Not only are the Stars 21-0, they've only dropped two sets all year long as the serve goes deep and out of bounds. Again, the season right now has been defined by winning the very prestigious Beatrice Invitational the opening weekend, beating teams in classes A, B, and C, including Waverly, the number one team in B, and, of course, Lincoln Pius X, who was number three in A at the time. Here's Brannigan with the attack, and she'll get another kill. Brannigan's second kill, gets the ball right back over to the Stars. 5-3 opening set. And Kearney Catholic will sub Paige Herbert in. Again, if you first time you've seen or listened to the Stars, they'll play 11 girls tonight, 15 suited. Herbert will fire to cross, and they all played on Tuesday. Baugh sets middle. Here's Fisher, and couldn't get it over. Connor and Sokolowski getting ready to put the block up for 6-3 Stars. Herbert goes through that pre-serve routine and now rolls it down the middle. A lot of topspin picked up by Burkhardt. And Maddie Lure and Fisher are there. They're going to call a double hit on Fisher. That set kind of went in between them, and they weren't sure quite what to do. 7-2, Kearney Catholic. And again, we have mentioned this before. How good is Kearney Catholic? Well, I don't think a Lou Platt team has ever been ranked as high as fifth in the state all-class rankings. Herbert fires across. Let's see if they can get a kill here with Connor Fisher, picked up by Studi in the back row. Connor sets outside, Mestel's for a swing. Good block by Fisher, comes across to the Eagles. Lambrick sets it up for Maddie Lure. She'll take it off the block of Sokolowski. Dig is made by Herbert. Slides Sokolowski, off-balance tip is still good for Bailey. Second kill for Bailey Sokolowski, and a timeout will be called here by Coach Peg Heist. Kearney Catholic 8, Wood River 3, the opening set of the Lou Platt Conference Championship on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Out of the timeout, Paige Herbert will serve it for the Stars. It's going to be passed out of bounds and an ace serve for Paige. And that'll be the first ace of the evening for Kearney Catholic. They're now up 9-3. And then miscommunication. The ball falls between two of the leaders, Burkhardt and Bossert. Back-to-back aces for Paige Herbert. That's five straight now to take the lead out to 10-3. Herbert serve. And across it comes the Eagles. Bossert, go middle, Fisher. She'll tip it over the double block. Herbert just, or Prasoski just kept it alive, and then it's an easy up for Sokolowski, and Bailey hammers it home. 11-3, Kearney Catholic. Again, we've got NFL football currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 between the Steelers and Titans. The Titans are up 3-0. In the first 4 minutes. Here's a block by Sokolowski, dug out by Fisher. Baugh sets outside to Lure, hits it over the double block, and the dig is made by Herbert. Kearney Catholic gets it to Mestel. Her angle kill is down and good. That's the thing about the Stars. Some teams just have that one or two go-to hitters, so you always need to set it to them. Well, it doesn't matter where the pass is for Kearney Catholic. If the setter can get there, she's only got to set it about 2 feet, and there's going to be somebody that can hammer it home. and it is 12-3. Herbert gets it across. Right side on the back set. Bossert tips it over. Overpass by Herbert. Set right back by Baugh. Studi goes and gets it. Slides Sokolowski. Kill Carney Kaplan. Pretty impressive right now. Meg Heiss has had her share of outstanding teams. She knows what it's like when you're really, really good. And right now they're facing a really, really good team. Herbert stays at that service line. Over to Bossert. Set Lure again on the left side. Over the double block. Studi kept it up. Free ball returns back over. And a double hit's going to be called here on Wood River. It came right back to him. They dropped it into the net, and then it ricocheted off their hand. And that is 9 in a row for Paige Herbert. 14-3 Stars. And now the run finally comes to an end on the Herbert service error into the net. And back to serve it away will be Kelly Bossert for the Eagles. 14-4, Kearney Catholic, first set, Blue Platte Championship here on Classic Hits. Middle attack, Sokolowski. Lambrick couldn't get over there quick enough, and it was only a single block. Hardly ever stopped Sokolowski on the single. Fifth kill. Don't forget, all of our sporting contests, including this volleyball match, is online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And now the best server on the team, probably Morgan Studi, with that high jump serve. Baugh, they save it. Right side Lambrick, but her attack is out of bounds. They really handled the jump serve well that time. But the swing put it wide, and it's now 15-5. Well, in the net, apparently something went on out there. They're going to call a Wood River point off the tip there. So Kearney Catholic will have it in the middle. Mestel just tips it across. Lambrick did not serve it. It was Herman to serve it. Blocked by Anderson. Let's get back to the point at hand here. Prasoski keeps it alive for Kearney Catholic. Mestel through the double block. Good save. Overpass. Free ball for the Stars. Ducked over by Connor. One arm up. Burkhart. Left side attack. Lure. Rolled into the middle. Diving save by Herbert. Ducked over by Connor. Quite a point going here. Tipped over by Kelsey Baugh for the Wood River point. A ton of one-timers that time. And Baugh will get the first kill for Wood River. And Caitlin Herman will serve it away. Herman down the middle to Mestel. Sets outside Anderson. Big swing. It's passed up into the Raptors, and it goes across the net. So that means a point for the Stars. Megan Anderson with her first kill. And now Shayla Connor will go back and serve it away. The Yankees and Orioles scoreless in the top of the fourth. Orioles need a win to keep that series alive. Connor serves across. Here's a quick set for Lambrick. Good up in the back row by Herbert. Get it outside. Mestel angle attack down and good. And the kill for Michaela Mestel is her second. Wood River was in the net anyway. And we're going to get another timeout. Kearney Catholic 16 and Wood River 6. You're listening to the first set of the Loup Platte Conference Volleyball Championship on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Back to action out of the Wood River timeout. Slide, Kearney Catholic, Megan Anderson. Good dig in the back row by Herman. They keep it alive. Pass it across. Free ball here for the Stars at 17-6. Theron Baum's attack. Herman's there again. Bossert with the pass to Lure. Pounds it into the backhand corner to Herbert. Here's an outside attack by Michaela Mestel. The middle's wide open. And Michaela elevates and drives the ball to the floor. 18-6. Stars driving this hour and 10 minutes to St. Paul, and Connor serves again, trying to make even quicker work here. There's a quick by Lambrick, and Hope drives it down. Hope, we've seen her now, the Eagles play the fourth match here in the last 10 days, and she pretty darn good for the Eagles, one of their leading attackers on the season. And now back to serve it away will be Madison DeBoer, but it's out of bounds. That's that fine line between aggressive and keeping it in. Lambrick, second on the team behind Burkhardt, only 7 kills apart between the teammates. 159 to 152, and now Mestel to serve. Little running jump serve picked up by Bossert. Slide right side, Burkhardt can't get it across. Alexis saw the double and drove it into the net. Kearney Catholic 20, Wood River 7 in the opening set. Mestel serve. Takes a lot off it and drops it on the 10-foot line for the ace. Sometimes you just can't tell when that changeup is coming, and Mestel dropped it in there. 21-7, Stars cruising opening set of the championship. This time DeBoer's ready. Baugh, slide, Lambrick right side. Brannigan the only player there, and Lambrick elevated over the top and drove it home. Second kill for Lambrick. Side out Eagles, and Hope will go back to serve it away. We're not quite through the first rotation yet. Floats into the middle of Studi. Connor adjusts. Short set bomb. Tips it across. Baugh had to play it first. So Fisher sets outside for Burkhardt. Angle attack Studi all the way into the rafters. It went across without hitting anything. Wood River almost let it fall. Slide Anderson. Stars hit the tape. And across it comes to Herman. And now passed across by Lambrick. Free ball. Kearney Catholic. Connor gets a quick one to Anderson. Drove it into the net. And that kept it alive for Wood River, who sends it back over. Connor one more time. Here comes Brannigan. The ball is halved across to Burkhardt. Baugh dumps it over. Connor picks it up. Baum tips it over. A lot of quicks right now to the outside. Burkhardt, left-hand tip, out of bounds. Trying to deflect it off of Theron Baum, who pulled her arm back at the last second and let it float out of bounds. So only had about 3 or 4 rallies out one of them. And now Jamie McCann will come in to serve for Kearney Catholic. McCann takes it at Herman. Baugh backs that right side for Burkhardt. Near side swing is wide and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic 2 points away here from the opening set. And in now Julia Rojas. She had some important swings in the semifinal win against Ordock Tuesday. And the serve by McCann. Baugh, quick set middle, Bossert across the single block attempt of Sokolowski. Stars go to Brannigan. Lambrick kept it alive. Baugh got to it. Rojas down, giving the Stars a taste of their own medicine. The Eagles digging up a very strong ball and turning it into a point themselves. Julia Rojas, first kill. And now Baugh to serve as we start our second service rotation, but it's 23-9, Kearney Catholic. Here's the outside, Brannigan, blocked up front there by Fisher. Free ball, driven across by Bossert. Connor with the dig. Back row attack, Mestel, hit the tape and dug out by Rojas. We're still alive. Kearney Catholic in the back row. Going to have to send a rare free ball across. Chance for Wood River. Baugh will set it to the outside. Rojas block is late. Rojas kill. Julia Rojas with her second kill. Great point there on both sides. And Wood River gets to double digits. 23-10. And Baugh again. Jump serve across to Mestel. Connor quick. Sokolowski down. Bailey just about overjumped that ball, but still at 6-1, 6-2. She's got a little room for error, and it's game point now for the Stars. Theron Baum to serve at 24-10. Baugh sets to the outside Fisher. Fisher through the double block for a Wood River kill, her first. And so the Eagles will be serving until this first set is over. Maddie Luehr comes back in. And there is a substitution, something going on down here. The official talking to the Wood River players, make sure everybody's in the right spot. Wood River wanted to make a substitution, and Peg Heist going, what happened? One of the girls may have tried to get in too early, too late. Rojas has got to stay in, and she'll serve. So whatever happened, Rojas will stay in and serve. Floats it across to Mestel. Game point here for the Stars. Brannigan can only punch it across. And Baugh will set it to the right side for Fisher. She put it in her own net, and that's the end of game number one. Kearney Catholic jumps out to a 14-3 lead and cruises to a 25-11 win in the opening set. You're listening to the 2012 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Championships on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Opening set here of our Blue Platte Volleyball Championship for Wood River. We had Connor Fisher with one kill. Kelsey Baugh, three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Julia Rojas, two kills. Hope Lambrick, two kills. And Caitlin Herman, a service point. Six kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for Wood River. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Kaylin Brannigan, two kills. Morgan Studi had a service point. Shayla Connor, two service points. Bailey Sokolowski, six kills. Theron Baum, three service points. Jamie McCann, a service point. Megan Anderson, a kill. And Paige Herbert at nine in a row. Two of them were ace serves. 12 kills, no ace blocks, three ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes the opening set 25-11 over Wood River. And we'll be back with game two right after this on Classic Hits.
Maybe it's the fresh cut onions in Long John Silver's new onion rings. Or maybe it's just hard to say goodbye. Try Long John Silver's new signature battered onion rings. Served hot and fresh for a taste you're gonna love. Get a basket for just $4.99. It's a deal that'll make you say,
"That's what I like!"
Again, earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic, or excuse me, St. Paul, fell to Orr to the consolation game. The Chanticleers won it in straight sets, 25-15, 25-15, 25-20, to take third place. Theron Baum to serve it away as Kearney Catholic will get the second set underway. Passed at the net, a little joust. Brannigan brings it over for the Stars. They set it back to Kaelin through the double block. The dig is made by Lambrick and set to the outside. Very close, but Burkhardt able to put it down. Alexis Burkhardt tips it down, and maybe Wood River is going to have a little more hope if they can not take big swings. They've had two or three that have just been close to the net that they've been able to tip down. So Wood River gets the first point for the second straight set. Now Baugh, ace serve. Second ace for Kelsey. And just like in the first set, Wood River's up 2-0 in the second set. But Kearney Catholic went on a 14-1 run last set. Wood River going to try and not let something like that happen here. And Baugh serve across to Mestel. Connor, short set. Sokolowski powers it down. Bailey with her seventh kill. And Kearney Catholic on the board, 2-1. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Volleyball tonight, football tomorrow. Shelton Kennesaw here on Classic Hits. Chase County at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. Here's Fisher to set it across right to Sokolowski. They'll slide Bailey now on the right side, and she puts it into her own net. The set was just a little wide, and Bailey couldn't quite get back across it. Wood River Point, 3-1. Alexis Burkhardt to serve. And Alexis on the near side takes it at Mestel. Connor sets it back to Michaela. Left wing drives it off the block for her fourth kill. Into the ball game now, Megan Anderson. Missed a couple of weeks with a tweaked ankle. They didn't really have any tries. They had a couple of duels against Central Catholic and Ravenna, so it wasn't like she missed a whole lot of playing time out there. As this serve goes into the net, they played Donovan Trumbull and Ord in the triangular. She wasn't able to play in that. And back over to Wood River. Up 4-2, the Eagles after the service error. Anderson on the attack, and she'll get the kill. Second kill for Megan Anderson. It was picked up in a back row by Bossert, but nobody was ready at the net. And the ball falls as Allie Prasoski, the back row specialist, checks out. And Therenbaum back into the front row. Shayla Connor to serve. Stars, I think, already had about 18 points when she served in the first set. Not the case here. Hope Lambrick tips it over. Attack this time by Mestel. And the angle does not go across. So the Stars here with some errors. They were nearly perfect in the first set. But a few errors here in the second set. And back to serve it away, Caitlin Herman. But into the net it goes. And the service error will give Kearney Catholic the ball back. That is the third service error of the night for the Eagles. Kaylin Brannigan back in the front row. Paige Herbert out. Michaela Mestel to serve. Mestel drops it across to Herman. It's right above the net, so Baugh pushes it over. And again, there's the kill. That's two or three times in this set alone that an overpass on the serve has resulted in one of the Eagles happen to just jam it down, and Kelsey Baugh with her second kill. So Wood River up 6-4, and Madison DeVore to serve it away. DeVore floats it across here. Connor just sets it back over. Stars haven't handled the pass or handled the serve very well here in the second set. Outside Brannigan over the double block, picked up by Bossert. Burkhart gets it over to Fisher, tried to do too much with it, didn't even get it to the net from the back row. So the errors are piling up here in game number two. Wood River 6, Kearney Catholic 5. Sokolowski back in the front row, and Jamie McCann to serve it away. The Stars won the opening set 25-11. Serve across, Lambert cuts across, and the Stars can't pick it up out of their own bench. It went right off of Connor, trying to just defend her melon there. And Brannigan reached as far as she could, and could not reach over the Kearney Catholic bench to keep it in play. So give Hope her third kill, and now she'll go back and serve. And right at Connor, who actually set the serve, and then a back row attack miss hit by Mestel. She never misses them like that. And that just kind of shows you that the mojo has drained out of the Kearney Catholic balloon here for a second. And Lambrick serves again. Outside Brannigan attacks the net, blocked out of bounds by Bossert. Give Brannigan her third kill. Kearney UNK volleyball home on Friday night and Saturday. Should be a good match with Truman as the Lopers try to bounce back from their first loss of the year last night at Wayne State. They're also home Saturday afternoon against Lindenwood. And again, Kearney Catholic. Miscommunication, and then as Mestel just bumps it across, two of the Wood River Eagles look at it and watch it fall. Probably a little concerning to both coaches right now, trying to figure out what's going on. Therenbaum to serve again. And she's going to get an ace serve. 8-8 off the ace serve from Theron. As we're already into our second time around the service rotation here. Serve across to Fisher. Outside Burkhart, block late getting there. Mestel picks it up. Connor sets middle for Sokolowski, who just tips it over to Baugh. Fisher sets it up. Burkhart returns it into the back corner to Studi. Set outside, Brannigan on the left side, takes it off the tape. One arm up by Burkhart. Baugh runs all the way across the court to get to it. Blocked by Sokolowski. The Eagles still have it. Burkhart again, and she's wide. Went around the double block, but ran out of volleyball court. And the Stars take their first lead of the second set at 9-8. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-11 here in the Lou Platte Championship. Bullet served to Lambrick. Baugh again. No choice but to tip it across, and it's returned out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. Baugh's going to get an easy one there, 9-9. The thing about if you're going to pull an upset or even win a set here, is they're getting some help right now. Wood River's getting some help, and if they can just get a couple of nice swings here, get the lead out, force the Stars to even call a timeout. Coach Connor hadn't had to do that much at all this year. Baugh served. Hammered back down the near side by Brannigan. Ball with the dig. Pass back over. Free ball Stars. Connor, short set. Sokolowski tips it over the double block. And Bailey has 8 kills. Again, not only is Kearney Catholic 21-0 on the season, but they have only dropped 2 sets to number 1 Waverly in B and to Lincoln Pius X, who was number 3 in Class A when they played him. As the serve is across by the Stars, return Fisher. Studi with the dig. Overpass and in. Just got over the net. And some people that don't normally get kills are getting in here. Studi makes it 11-9. And Herbert to serve. Remember, in the first set, she served 9 in a row to quickly make it a blowout. Fisher outside. Blocked by Sokolowski. Ace blocked by Bailey. And now it's 12-9 and a timeout by Wood River. Kearney Catholic has scored 7 of the last 8 points. Stars won the first set 25-11, and they're up 12-9 second set here in the Lou Platte Conference Championship on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, and of course Jim Skeen here with us again at the Lou Platte Conference Championships as we have a timeout by Wood River, and Kearney Catholic is able to put away the point from Michaela Mestel. So the Stars now starting to pull away again here in game number 2, 13-9. That's 3 in a row from Herbert. Wood River pass off the mark. Ball goes and gets it. Back row attack. Lambrick didn't quite get into the block. It hit the tape and come back. So now Wood River's got the errors going here, and Kearney Catholic just keeps putting the serve in. And Wood River, they're trying to make something happen, but just too many errors. Herbert takes it at Lambrecht again. Ma sets to the middle. Burkhardt can only punch it across. Connor, slide, right side. Here comes Sokolowski, and Bailey gets another kill. That's 9. So it was 8-5, Wood River. And since that point, a 10-1 run by the Stars, and they're up 15-9. They had a 13-1 run in the first set to put them up 14-3. Paige Herbert just keeps on putting it in. That's 13 points already. Tipped across by Bossert. Set to the left side. Mestel rolls it over to DeVore. Here's the set for Burkhardt. The block a little late getting there. Studi with the dig. Set to Mestel. Michaela didn't get it over. Point Wood River. They'll get the side out here. Again, the fourth Kearney Conference going on tonight. Championship Elm Creek at Overton. And back to serve it away. Will be Burkhardt, and it caught the tape and fell over. Alexis Burkhardt with the ace serve, 15-11. Skeener, I'm surprised you got any video left after that five-setter Tuesday. 24-22. Wood River, that's how they got here. Mestel, left wing, dug out Lambrick off the double block. Here comes Fisher on the attack. It's going to be picked up by Connor. So now Colling, who has checked in, will set it up. Driven over by Mestel. Good dig there. And Rojas, who's back in, tips it across for the Eagles. Colling, another good dig. Sokolowski on the attack. Rojas goes into the crowd to save it. It's passed across. Good rally going here. Here's Connor. Slides Sokolowski. And again, it's picked up somehow by Baugh and returned. Stars one more time. Now Mestel, there's not much of a block, but Fisher got a hand on it. Connor now gets the swing. She'll tip it over. Sokolowski, a one-timer back. Fisher dumps it across. Studi diving dig. Connor sends it into the back corner. Both teams out of system right now. Here's Rojas on the swing. Studi with the dig. Longest rally of the match. Connor sets right side. Sokolowski under her own net. Eagle point. Great job by both teams. And Wood River wins it. That's their third straight point. 15-12, Eagle fans making some noise. Great effort. Burkhardt serve, picked up by Whitney Colling. Middle to Sokolowski. Boss saves, Fisher sets, Rojas on the tip. Right at Mestel in the middle. They'll go with a quick set to Michaela, and Michaela will finish her seventh kill. Kearney Catholic 16, Wood River 12. Stars are getting some competition on the scoreboard right now from the Eagles. And back to serve it now, Morgan Studi. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-11 in the consolation match tonight. Ord swept St. Paul for third. Ma sets it outside. Fisher just dumps it over, and that'll work. Number 2 for Connor Fisher. 16-13, Wood River hanging around. back just that one stretch, which is all Kearney Catholic usually needs. A 10-1 run got him this lead. Now Mesto, big swing. Foss right there on the dig. Set outside Rojas through the double block. Studi with a dig. Connor to Anderson. Right side. Gets the kill. Third kill for Megan Anderson. 17-13 Stars. Major League Baseball playoffs. Bottom of the fifth. Baltimore has scored to take a 1-0 lead over the Yankees. An Oriole win forces a game five tomorrow. Connor's serve. Across to Bossert. Quick in the middle to Lambrick. Blocked and then tapped down by Anderson. The block stayed above the net, and she was able to tip it before she came back to the floor. Back-to-back kills for Anderson. Connor wastes no time. She's already putting the ball in the air. The whistle blows while it's in the air, and she hits it over. Connor now sets outside. Mestel wide open. Michaela Mestel. Stars moving quickly on the offense the last 3 points, and they're up 19-13 here in the second set. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, the Misco Sports postgame show. Of course, we play the best of five here in the conference tournament. Connor, knuckleball across to Bossert, right in the middle. Boss short set. Lambrick, quick down and good. Anderson went with the single, and she was able to blow it right by her. Hope with her fourth kill. 19-14. Side out coming up here. And its serve will be Caitlin Herman. Slide for the Stars. Anderson drives it hard off the block of Lambrick. Picked up by Burkhart. And there is Hope to find an opening. She didn't wait to hit it for the third time. She just put it across at the second swing and a fifth kill. Herman will pick up the point on serve. And get ready to serve it across again, but that one is deep. And it's 20-15, Kearney Catholic. Wood River Eagles, the only C2 school here in the semifinals. Kearney Catholic Ward and St. Paul, all C1. As the serve is across by Michaela Mestel, outside attack, Rojas tries to go to the near side, and it is going to be out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic, 21-15. Serve, fires that one across. It's going to be returned and just out of bounds by Wood River. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Peg Heiss. 22-15, Kearney Catholic. They're up one set to none. Back after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Wood River timeout. Michaela Mestel had a service error. So now DeVore will serve for Wood River. Kearney Catholic wastes no time getting it to the outside. Kaylin Brannigan will terminate her fourth kill. 23-16 Stars. Jamie McCann comes in here as Kearney Catholic is 2 points away from a 2-0 lead in the conference tournament final. McCann puts it into the back corner to Bossert. It stays there, and Burkhart will punch it across. Brannigan with the dig. Connor sets to Theron Baum. She'll drive it home. That's the first kill for Theron, and it is game point for Kearney Catholic. So Wood River gave them a battle out of the gate here. They were actually up 8-5 in this set, but the Stars went on a 10-1 run. And now McCann's serve goes into the net. So just like in game number one, Wood River will be serving until game number two is history. Game point number one, number two now for Kearney Catholic. Hope Lambrecht to serve it across to Studi. Here's Connor setting it to the backside, and Theron Baum rips it across, but Baugh kept it alive, and then Lambrecht takes a quick return to get the kill out of the back row. Hope with six kills, plus she gets the service point, and she'll serve again. Gain point number three for Kearney Catholic. And Hope will send a soft one just across the net. Sokolowski saves it. It's an overpass, and Bossert will tip it down. It all started with a good serve from Lambrick. 24-19, Kearney Catholic leading. But it's their fourth game point. And again, it clips the net. Studi's got it. Connor sets right side. Theron Baum punches it across. Baugh has it. Again, returned quickly by Lambrick. Here's Connor on the slide to Sokolowski. Down and good. And Kearney Catholic took him a couple of extra points, but they finish off game two. Give Wood River credit, though. Stars haven't been played that close even in a set in a while. 25-19, Kearney Catholic takes the second set. After winning the opener 25-11, they're up two games to none. We'll give you the numbers in a minute.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Take a look at the numbers now for the second set. First of all, for Wood River, Alexis Burkhart, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Connor Fisher had a kill. Kelsey Bond, ace serve and two kills. Kelly Bossert, a kill. Hope Lambrick, three service points, four kills. And Caitlin Herman, one service point. Nine kills, no ace blocks and two ace serves for Wood River. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, a service point and five kills. Kaylin Brannigan, two kills. Morgan Studi, a kill. Shayla Connor, two service points. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block, four kills. Theron Baum, three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Jamie McCann had a service point. Paige Herbert, five service points and three kills. 16 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve as Kearney Catholic takes game two from Wood River, 25-19. The Stars are up two games to none, one win away from winning yet another Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Championship. And we'll bring you the third set after this timeout on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
A year ago, six-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack Story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
NFL football currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Pittsburgh 10-6 over Tennessee in the first quarter. Here it is, the third set to begin. Kelsey Boss serves for Wood River. Kearney Catholic sets middle, and Sokolowski will pick up her match-high 11th kill. Orioles still lead the Yankees 1-0 in the fifth. Wood River had scored first in the first two sets, and Kearney Catholic will score first here in the third set on Sokolowski's kill. So Theron Baum to serve over pass. Play at the net. Sokolowski on the attack. And we got a back row block, I believe, is the call on Bond. She's saying no. And saying, I was just deflecting it off my face. I wasn't blocking anything. And they're going to say no. Guardy Catholic's going to get the point to make it 2-0. Theron Baum to serve. And out of bounds it goes, so maybe a little fate there. But after the call, Wood River gets the ball back. Maddie Luehr into the front row, and serving it up is Alexis Burkhart. And Perkart with the serve. Line drive to Studi. It stays in the back row. Prasoski, back row swing by Mestel. Picked up by Lambrick. Bosch, short set, tipped across by Fisher. And Prasoski has to set it this time to Brannigan. Brannigan got a little closer to the middle, but Wood River picks it up. Here's Luehr over the block. Dugout back row by Mestel. Brannigan again. Dugout by Burkhardt over the net and just out of bounds. 3-1, Kearney Catholic. And the Stars, I believe, going to get a kill on that, but we'll have to double check. Paige Herbert to serve. At 3-1, Herbert serve. Across to Bossert. Here's Baugh. Short set. Fisher can only tip it. And window. We got a whistle here for Kearney Catholic stepping across the center line on the block at the net. Connor apparently came down on the wrong side. And Wood River will get the point. So Bossert to serve. And deep and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic up 4-2 in the third set. They won the first two sets 25-11, 25-19. Ord won the consolation match in straight sets over St. Paul, 25-15, 15, and 20. Studi's ace serve. Morgan really hadn't done much of the service line tonight until right there and fires a bullet. Make it 5-2. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Studi hits the net across. It comes to Burkhart. Short set, Lambrick, and Hope drives it down. When Lambrick's up there, they usually just bring Megan Anderson by herself, and she's been able to work it around the 6-foot senior. Her team-high 7th kill. And back to serve it, Caitlin Herman. For the Stars, Sokolowski has 11 and Mestel has 8 so far tonight. Herman, good serve in the back corner to Studi, close to the net, tapped over by Connor. Out of necessity, now Luehr over the single block of Connor. Studi a one-arm up in the back row, run down by Herbert, punched across there by Mestel. Short set, Lambrick, another kill. Wood River looking decent right now. They're looking really good. I mean, they're making Kearney Catholic work. That's the bottom line. 5-4. And Herman to serve. She's picked up a point again at that service line. And this one, they let go, and it's just deep. Mestel thought about making a play on it, but it, at the last minute, dropped down and let it sail over her head. Kearney Catholic 6, Wood River 4. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits as Shayla Connor will serve, and that falls in for an ace. Right where you want it, in front of that back row. And look how far up Wood River is. They're playing about 10 feet off the back line, and Lambrick drives it into the net for an attack error. That'll make it 8-4, Kearney Catholic. So two real quick points there for the Stars. And Connor to serve it away. Shayla this time picked up by Burkhardt, but at the net, a joust. And it's saved and knocked over by Lambrick. Here's the set for Mestel. There's no block there, and Michaela drives it home. Burkhardt with the dig, but it went all the way to the top of the stands here. And that's pretty far up at St. Paul. 9-4. Connor serves as Kearney Catholic trying to put away another conference championship. Stars on the offense. Connor sets Anderson. There's nobody even there for the block, but Boston at least digs it out. They'll return it over. Studi to Connor. To Mestel on the outside for another kill. 10 for Michaela Mestel. And Kearney Catholic has won on a run in each set. They just put some distance between themselves and the Eagles, and they're on one right now. 5 straight to go up by a score of 10-4. Slide Lambrick. Lofts it into the back row. Studi didn't get a clean one on it, but they still get it up to Mestel, and another kill for Michaela. 11-4. And Coach Peg Heiss, I believe, is going to use her first timeout. So timeout on the floor. The Stars win the first two sets 25-11, 25-19, and they're up 11-4 in the third here on Classic Hits.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brim's now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brim's Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports out of the Wood River timeout. Shayla Connor on the serve. Wood River gets it to Maddie Luhr. Luhr gets her first kill of the night. From the outside left, 11-5, Kearney Catholic in the third set. Madison DeVore to serve it away. I want to thank Rick Peters, the athletic director, and all the fine folks at St. Paul. Known him for years. Great coming over here. Here's Theron Baum attack. Passed right back over to him. Anderson on the attack, and she'll finish this time. So Theron Baum's first swing, set it up for Megan Anderson the second time, and the Stars will pick up the point 12-5. Back in, Kaylin Brannigan. Michaela Mestel to serve it away. Stars do much more substituting than Wood River. In fact, Wood River doesn't suit up as many as the Stars. And right there, DeVore. That looked like a big old knuckleball. She's laughing. The team's laughing like I didn't even see it. And Michaela Mestel will get credit for the ace serve, her second of the night. Tries her again and gets it again. And let's see if Coach Heiss makes a substitution here. DeVore confused by the Mestel serve. And Michaela's going to keep firing it over there. But this time it goes into the net. And side out for Wood River. Wood River 18-4. Their losses to Hastings St. Cecilia. They've also lost to Kearney Catholic earlier this year. To undefeated North Platte St. Pat's, as Theron Baum in the middle will put another one down for the Stars. That'll be just the second tonight for Theron. And Wood River's other defeat this year, because they've all been to great competition, was to Ord, who was 18-6, and Ord beat them earlier. They avenge that loss on Tuesday night as the ace block. Stars just keep picking up points. Kaylin Brannigan teaming up with Sokolowski, and Brannigan seals the deal, 16-6. And Jamie McCann is in to serve it away. Left side attack by Bossert. Dugout Stars to Brannigan. Brannigan angled down and good. And Kearney Catholic now got those cylinders going the way they want. Can serve at 17-6, so it was 5-4. This is a 12-2 run by the Stars. They've had big runs in each game, and an ace serve because no one picked it up after it was passed. Kearney Catholic, I think, has kind of taken the spirit now of the Eagles. They battled hard early on, had a really good second set against the Stars, 25-19, but Stars went on a 10-1 run in that game. Tough serve. Herman got it up to Bossert. She can't get it over. And it's 19-6. And now the Stars are just cruising home to their 22nd victory of the season. And the final timeout will be called here by Coach Peg Heiss. We'll take it with them and be right back on Classic Hits.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Once again, out of the timeout, a service error by Kearney Catholic. Uncanny. Those timeouts tonight have really been the end of the serves, as Baum will go back and serve it away now for Wood River. It's 19-7. Stars there in Baum's attack. Good block by Bossert. They are able to pass it back across. Stars one arm up. Sokolowski saves. Mestel returns to the back row. even had something on that swing. Fisher just sets it across. Sokolowski to Connor. Theron Baum right side. Rolls it over. One arm up, Lambrecht. Nice save over there by Fisher. Starr's going to have to run outside to get that one, and Connor Fisher will get the kill. A scrambling point indeed that time, but Wood River does find a way to score some points off of Kelsey Baugh. And Baugh serves again to Mestel. In the middle, Sokolowski. Good dig by DeVore and slap back over Fisher, right back by Sokolowski. So the Eagles go outside to Burkhart, blocked by Theron Baum, and that'll be the end of the point. First ace block for Theron. How tough has it been tonight? Alexis Burkhart leads this team in kills for the season. She's got one tonight. Baum served just off the back line, out of bounds. That is the fourth service error in this game for the Stars. Nearly half of the Eagles' points, 20-9. And Alexis Burkhart to serve. Strong serve to McCann. Good pass to Connor. Slide it outside. Redirected by Sokolowski. Saved by Maddie Lehr and passed across. Free ball for Kearney Catholic. And it's going to be dumped across by Connor. Lunging save that time by Burkhart. And Lehr will roll it back across to Mestel on the free ball. Slides Sokolowski right side. Half swing, dug out, returned over by Fisher. One more time. This time, Brannigan drives it straight down. Nothing fancy that time. They went straight to the power of the senior transfer, Kaylin Brannigan, 21-9. Kaylin's old team, Shelton, is the fifth seed for the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. Played Saturday and Monday over at Blue Hill. Paige Herbert now to serve it away. Deschler, the top seed there this year. Here is the set to the back row for Hope Lambrecht. And blocked by Sokolowski. She got an arm on it. That'll be Bailey's second ace block. And the Stars 3 points away from the championship. Herbert with 15 service points tonight. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Serve returned by Baugh. Herbert followed it, got it up to Sokolowski, and another kill for Bailey. That's just her second of this game, but that is her match high, 12th put away. 23-9, Stars. Winning the first two sets, 11-19. Herbert serve. Backing up to play at Burkhart. Baugh sets Fisher. Low set. She got it across. Kearney Catholic ups to Mestel. Mestel over the block. Down and good. And it is championship point on Mestel's 12th kill. 24-9, Kearney Catholic. They were not able to serve out the first two sets on their own serve. Can Herbert do it here? 24-9, Stars. Championship point. Across it is for an ace, and that's it. Kearney Catholic finishes the deal with an ace serve to take the third set 25-9 and leave no doubt who the top team not only in the Lou Platte Conference is, but in the entire Class C1. The Stars 22-0, Wood River 18-5 with two of those coming at the hands of Kearney Catholic. 25-11, 25-19, 25-9, Kearney Catholic, your Lou Platte Conference champions, and probably one of the least celebrated wins. It's just another one in the long line here for the Stars. They were expected to come in and win and dominate, and they did. We'll take a break at the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, and more coming up right after this. Time out.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish, electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Wood River, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports continues to take care of our schools, not only in the conference, not only in the district, but throughout the state of Nebraska. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. The 2012 tournament has wrapped up. We take you through what happened here in 2012. It all started on Monday night. Gibbon defeated Donovan Trumbull, and Adams Central defeated Ravenna in the play-in games. Then in the quarterfinals, St. Paul went four sets to beat Centura. The other quarterfinals were all three-game sweeps, Kearney Catholic over Gibbon, Ord over Loup City, and Wood River over Adams Central. Then here on Tuesday night of the semifinals, Kearney Catholic breezed to a straight-set win over St. Paul, and Wood River had to go an epic five sets to defeat Ord 24-22 in the fifth set. Ord won the third and fourth sets to force a fifth set on Tuesday night. And then in the consolation game tonight, it was Ord defeating St. Paul 25-15, 15-20. And now the Stars sweep out Wood River in the championship game. Let's take a look at the numbers we had in the third set. For Wood River, it was pretty quiet this time. Connor Fisher, one kill. Kelsey Baugh, a service point. Hope Lambrick, two kills. Maddie Luer, a kill. And Caitlin Herman, one service point. Four kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. But Wood River, let's face it, everybody knew you just wanted to get to the final because the win that they had on Tuesday got them that second-place trophy here tonight. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, two ace serves and four kills in the third set. Kaylin Brannigan, an ace block and two kills. Morgan Studi had an ace serve. Shayla Connor had five service points. One was an ace. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block and two kills. Theron Baum, a service point, an ace block and a kill. Jamie McCann, three service points. One was an ace. Paige Herbert, four service points. One was an ace and one kill. 10 kills, three ace blocks, and six ace serves in the final set as Kearney Catholic wins it 25-9. We'll be back with the composite stats and see if we can catch up with Coach Chris Connor. It's all coming up on the Misco Sports postgame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda, back with you here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the overall final stats of the match. First of all, for Wood River, Alexis Burkhart, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Connor Fisher had three service points. Connor Fisher had three kills. Kelsey Baugh had five service points. Two of them were aces and three kills. Julia Rojas, two kills. Kelly Bossert, one kill. Hope Lambrick, three service points and a team-high eight kills. Maddie Luer, one kill, and Caitlin Herman had three service points. Wood River with 19 kills, no ace blocks, and three ace serves. The Eagles fall to 18-5 on the season with a loss to Ord, two losses to Kearney Catholic, a loss to number one Hastings St. Cecilia, who is in their district, and Wood River's going to need some points to get in as a wild card or find a way to beat St. Cecilia in what would be a district final. And they've also lost to undefeated North Platte St. Pat's. Now, after tonight's action, still some regular season play to go for Wood River. And let's tell you what's next for the Eagles. They will be in action on the 18th, so they've got a little time to work here. A week from tonight, they go to Gibbon to take on St. Paul and Gibbon. Then they host their own four-team tournament on the 20th before finishing up the season taking on Adams Central, and I'm not sure who's all in their tournament. I think Grand Island Central Catholic usually is in that, and that could be a huge match for wild card points, but I think an opportunity for Wood River to go ahead and win out, which would give them valuable, valuable points because they will be the overwhelming favorite in their sub-district, which features four other conference opponents in Class C2. Now for Kearney Catholic, the final numbers we had of the match. For Michaela Mestel, 5 service points, 3 of them were aces. She tied for the team high in kills with 12. Kaylin Brannigan had an ace block and 6 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Shayla Connor, 9 service points, 1 was an ace. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 ace blocks, tied for the team high in kills with 12. Theron Baum, 7 service points, 1 was an ace block, 2 kills tonight. Jamie McCann, 5 service points, 1 was an ace. Megan Anderson, 5 kills. And Paige Herbert, big night again for her from the service line. If I've got this figured right, 18 service points, 3 of them were aces. Kearney Catholic had 38 kills, 4 ace blocks, and 10 ace serves. As the Stars remain perfect, 22-0, only 2 lost sets all year, 25-11, 25-19, and 25-9, as they once again capture the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Championship. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, where it's time to talk to the victorious head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, Chris Connor, whose team wins it again here tonight. And, Chris, congratulations. You guys were supposed to come in and take care of business, and you pretty much did all 3 matches that you played.
Yeah, I was really pretty pleased with the team. I mean, I think especially the first set and third set. Second set, they kind of threw some stuff at us that maybe was a little out of sync for us. But, you know, we always talk about how great teams will play well when there's nothing on the line. And, you know, so all year we've been trying to, you know, I guess push our level and not really try to, you know, think about so much what's going on the other side of net as far as, you know, maybe strategy, but just, you know, trying to play a high level at all times. Second set, we dropped a little.
Well, I think that's probably just a little, I mean, Peg's been at Wood River. You've been at Kearney Catholic. You guys both know what you want to do. She had a little something in her bag of tricks. What was it that you guys had to adjust back to? Did you have to readjust then?
Well, you know, they sent a lot of probably second balls over that maybe, you know, we thought they were probably going to set them up and threw them back over, and we were maybe sleeping a little bit in the back row. It didn't, you know, it's not really that we had to adjust anything on defense. We just needed to be aware that, you know, that's a possibility. And, did a great job on serving, I thought, aggressive, hit the tape a lot and dropped a few in there and got, you know, a few cheaper points that, you know, if we maybe would have been a little more up on our toes, we might have got.
You guys are going and have won most of the scrambling points throughout the season, and there were a few of those tonight. When there were rallies, you were talking about the 1 and 2 timers, but your team did not show a lack of hustle, I guess I should say. They were always there. If there was a ball that they could get to, they not only attempted to get to it, they usually at least kept it up and got the ball back over.
Yeah, this team does a great job of pursuit. And, you know, if there's a long rally, my money's on them most of the time. There was one, probably the longest rally of the night. Went back and forth probably 8 or 9 times, and Wood River ended up winning that one. But it was a great rally by both sides on that particular play. But most time, the kids play with a lot of heart, so I bet on them.
We're talking with Coach Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic. Years ago, and if you haven't been winning year after year, or if it isn't expected to be in the finals a lot, a winning of a conference championship can be a stepping stone. This probably isn't a stepping stone, but what is it by coming away as the champions again this year?
Oh, I think it means a lot to the seniors. This is, I think, their 4th one, and they're pretty excited that, you know, there's not too many senior classes that can say they won it every year they were in high school. That's quite a feat. And definitely, you know, they're proud of their team and looking forward to the next tournament, which is in 2 days.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about Centennial.
Well, we'll see some different teams at Centennial. And, you know, we'll see Lincoln, Lutheran, Milford, Bishop Newman, Centennial. So some different teams that we don't, you know, see around here much. So that's good for us. You know, we have a good conference, but it's nice to get outside the area.
Well, it all prepares you for, obviously, the ultimate goal, the postseason and the state tournament, which comes up here in just about 3 weeks anyway. And you touched on serving. I'll let you out of here with this. What's the philosophy to continue to serve tough, and how can you teach them to serve even tougher than they have, say, 2 weeks ago? Or stronger, I guess, would be the word, instead of tougher.
Just a lot of, you know, these girls, probably the fiercest competitors that I've ever had. And so it's not, you know, we can run drills where we have all kinds of consequences, but in practice, they just want to win. So, you know, we split up even and we let them go at each other, and it can just be a fun drill. And we really have to be careful because they want to go and win at any drill. So, you know, just doing a lot of competitions, and we're just fortunate, we feel, as a coaching staff, because we don't have to motivate them a whole lot.
Well, they've battled hard again tonight throughout the tournament, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks as we get to the postseason. Congratulations on another conference championship. As they say, winning never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
Chris, congratulations.
Thank you.
Chris Connor, the head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic, after their straight set victory tonight over Wood River. And we'll be back to wrap things up on the Nabisco Sports postgame show after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Maybe it's the fresh-cut onions in Long John Silver's new onion rings. Or maybe it's just hard to say goodbye.
Try Long John Silver's new signature battered onion rings. Served hot and fresh for a taste you're gonna love. Get a basket for just $4.99. It's a deal that'll make you say,
"That's what I like."
Want to let you know what else is going on in the world of sports here tonight. You got NFL football currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the Thursday night game. Tennessee trying to pull the upset. They lead the Pittsburgh Steelers by a score of 13-10 with that game currently being played in the second quarter. It is 13-10 Titans leading the Steelers with about 9:40 to go in the first half of play on ESPN Radio. In baseball, the Yankees scored in the sixth at home, so it's Baltimore and the Yankees 1-1, bottom of the seventh. Earlier today, Washington stayed alive with a 2-1 win over the Cardinals, game five tomorrow, and San Francisco won their series over Cincinnati 6-4. They're just underway in Oakland, scoreless in the first between the Tigers and Oakland. State High School softball will wrap up tomorrow in Hastings. Grand Island Northwest was eliminated earlier today in the Class B portion of the tournament. Grand Island Senior High playing in an elimination game as well. And let's pull up what happened there for the Islanders as they played Papillion-La Vista South. And Papillion-La Vista South beat Grand Island by a score of 4-3. So Grand Island saw their season come to an end as well. District cross country today. Kearney Catholic did not qualify as a team. They had two individuals today for the Stars. On the girls' side, Gabby Feldner, and on the boys' side, Colin Muesch, both qualify. And we also found out both Ward teams qualified as teams today for cross country. So, state tennis continues with the finals tomorrow on the boys. State cross country a week from Friday. We've got all of it for you here on Classic Hits. So again tonight, Ord sweeps St. Paul to win the consolation 25-15, 15-20, and Kearney Catholic is your conference champions 25-11, 19-9. You've been